Congrats, everybody. We made it to week one of the NFL season. We're here. We made it through the wilderness. We made it through just all the lonely days, all the dark days. We're here. We made it. Congratulations.
Feels good.
Congratulations to all of you.
Yeah, we did get here.
We made it. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network on the TV side. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team today. Look, I'm just going to be honest. It's going to be a very heavy NFL day today. If you tuned into the Junks looking for Nats talk or WNBA talk or anything of that ilk, today is not the show for you.
Sorry,
probably
Eric.
Not.
No EP today.
Sorry, this is just not the show for you.
We're not breaking down U.S. Open matchups for the weekend?
Sorry, I mean, I like tennis. I like tennis a lot. I just don't think we're going to get to a lot of that.
Damn.
Today. Are you, for those of you guys that have like 10 fantasy teams, have you already set your lineups?
I have, but there will be a time probably around 6 or 6:30 where I'll have to just go in and make sure everything's
fine. Final
right.
Check.
Make sure that I don't have guys in the flex position who are playing tonight. All of those things that the seasoned fantasy vets out there know to do with their teams.
All right, hold on. What do you mean you don't have guys that are in a flex position playing tonight?
You don't want the guys that are playing in the early part of the schedule in your flex spots because you want flexibility that of moving guys around in case.
Oh, my God.
You want to save the flex spots for the guys who are in the later windows of the NFL week one.
All right.
There you have. See, you've been out of the fantasy streets for a long time.
Yeah.
So I can understand your muscle there isn't really working.
No. Cakes and I did a draft last night.
We did, yes.
And he did it from the poker table.
I was really degenning it up. Yeah. I was between hands and maybe sometimes actually kind of during the hands. I had my phone on the rail of the poker table, which is kind of a no-no.
I was going to say, you're not allowed to do that, are
but
you?
The dealer really didn't say anything.
Did you tell the dealer what the deal was?
I, for the most part, I was making picks like while I had mucked a hand. Oh, okay. I wasn't actively like slowing down play.
Tournament's in your name.
That's
in your name.
That's true, but I want to have good poker etiquette while I'm there. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a jerk. You know what I mean? I want to slow down play for everybody that comes out and spends their money to enter the field, which, by the way, did not cash. Finished well short of the money. That's what happens when you get all your money in with a pair of jacks. And the guy says, oh, those jacks are nice, but how about I flop the straight?
Oh.
And then takes 95% of my chips. And then
bye-bye.
The
bye-bye
next
cakes.
Hand is bye-bye.
Back to the room.
But that's fine because I got more sleep. And I was able to do my playoff predictions and all those predictions that we'll do later in the show today and bold predictions. We got a lot to hit on the show today.
Dave Richard
is going to join us at 8.
Yep.
So we'll talk fantasy football with him. Brian Baldinger is going to join us at 7:20. He's a regular guest during the NFL season. Always awesome. So he's on at 7:20. We've got our crab kickoff later in the show where we're going to be just inundated with amazing food. We have to thank our friends at Fry's Famous Crab Cake Company. They're providing the meal for us a bit later today as we make all of our Commanders predictions, our playoff predictions, our bold predictions.
I'm going to do something old school. I brought multiple Tupperware containers.
It's a pro move.
Real.
Mazdan Valdez, look behind you.
Look at this.
I mean, that's a real, that's not, that looks like brand new Tupperware. Did you go out and buy new?
No. During
like
a party.
Meal prep to go?
No. This is a life hack move.
Okay.
So if you're hosting people over a big party,
yeah.
You get to go containers and then you put all of your leftovers in there and you send it back with people so that you don't, you're
smart.
Not, your fridge just isn't filled with wings or pasta salad or anything like
that. Look at this host. This guy thinks of everything.
He's a planner.
It's borderline genius. Mike Marr, you want to weigh in?
Yeah, same thing. Last year, I didn't have any to-go Tupperware.
Okay.
Fool me once, can't get fooled again.
Yeah, understood.
I brought a lot.
Yeah, this is an old school pro Junks move for when way back in the day when we worked in Fairfax. And
you know, it just shows you how good their crab cakes are.
Their crab cakes are amazing.
They always
bring a ton of them.
They're going to bring a lot.
Yeah, I'm not going to
very nice.
My wife asked me last night, are you going to bring some crab cakes home?
She was aware. My wife completely unaware.
She was aware. I said, yep, I'll bring home a couple.
Right, smart.
Hopefully.
You know what? That's dinner that doesn't have
and
to
all
be
the sides, whatever the sides that they bring, I'm sure they'll bring tons.
They're bringing hush puppies, fried clam strips. You're going to have shrimp, pasta salad, shrimp pasta salad, coleslaw, potato salad.
Love
wow.
it.
Wow.
Sounds unbelievable.
It's a feast.
Ben, you want to weigh in?
Is it Bush League if I take a paper towel or napkins and wrap some things up and drive it home?
That's if you're not fully prepared, it's okay. You'll still get it to your destination.
Got
to
do it.
I did not
bring
Tupperware. I don't think EB brought Tupperware.
JP and I are in the same boat then.
Zero Tupperware. No. But I probably will abscond with some of their food and bring it home with me. Probably the Ben route. Just wrap it in some paper towels and napkins.
I'm going to a golf course afterwards. It probably put a crab cake in my bag. It's not going to be that smart.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend
just
that.
Just enjoy the food here.
I'm just going to enjoy it.
Here's a crazy concept. Yeah. You enjoy the food. Yes. Turn your meal here.
Well, I'm going to do that too.
Yeah, that and later.
Yeah, we're just trying to be benevolent. But we're trying to hook people up.
Yeah, I'm not leaving extra for Jeff Walker.
Yeah, Jeff Walker gets zero crab cakes.
And J.P. Finley, he's getting zipped.
Zero crab cakes.
Jeff Walker has slimmed down a lot. Shares. He might not even eat it.
Has he? I can't even tell.
Oh, yeah. He's probably lost 40, 50 pounds.
Been on his grind.
Is he on the OZ?
No.
Oh, he's just not eating?
I saw his tweet today. I believe he
said
he's doing a lot of sit-ups, running, push-ups, and just staying active.
Well, he must have changed his diet.
I'm sure that's part of it.
Good for him.
It's funny. I see him every day. It's been a slow burn then because I can't really tell. I mean, he looks fine, but I can't tell that he's lost 40 pounds. Yeah.
I didn't really adjust.
I don't know if it's 40. I'm throwing that out. That to me, it appears like 30, 40 pounds.
I have not adjusted my diet. I had a delicious dinner at Voltaggio Steakhouse at MGM National Harbor, and I decided to wash it down with not one, not two, three cervezas through the evening. So have not altered my diet.
Good for you.
One iota. And I have not shed 50 or so pounds.
I told Cakes I was going to bring some IPAs or some light beers today to pair up with the crab cakes.
Right.
But I
can tell you didn't
do
it.
That's fine.
I didn't
do it. It's okay. I had three last night. I'm more than
because yesterday at 9 o'clock, you're kind of enthusiastic. You're thinking about
it. Sure.
But this morning at 4:15,
that was the last thing you wanted to do.
I'm glad you brought that up because I don't know if I'm properly prepared at home with beer for the first game of the NFL season.
Oh, really?
I don't think I am.
You just need three.
Yeah, I just need two or three.
Well, you stop by the store today and you get whatever beer you're going to buy, and then you get your Powerballs.
Oh, I bought those last night at MGM National Harbor. I felt like a real degen, busting out of the tournament. And then as I was making my walk of shame back to my hotel room, I put $4 into the lottery kiosk.
Well, you didn't win, so you're going to have to spend another $4 in.
Think of the gambling Cakes did all in one night. Fantasy football draft.
Yes.
Lottery.
Correct.
And poker.
Yeah. It was it was a great evening. not great would have been cashing in the tournament. It was a really good evening. I was very busy.
Nice.
I was a busy person last night.
Did you watch any US Open?
Zippy.
Yes.
Zippy. It is fun to have the tennis on every night, just big time matches. And again,
I watched my girl Amanda.
Oh, you did?
Amanda.
Anna Smova, the American.
Yeah,
even though she sounds Russian, her parents are Russian.
She's a one-name person.
Well, no, but she's
you
American.
Didn't watch Osaka?
I didn't watch Osaka.
Osaka was good. No. And then Sinner came on afterwards.
Yeah.
And
he advanced.
He advanced. He advanced pretty quickly. But again, I've never seen anything like it. Literally every stroke, Cakes, is like the kind of forehand you'd go for a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Every stroke is that way. Yeah. They're 150% on every stroke, and it's wailing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I always say it. It's just, I can't believe tennis has gotten to that point where it's almost like ping pong. You know, in ping pong, like you see those like Asian guys that are just amazing.
Smoking
just wailing.
It. Yeah, and they're getting it back.
That's what tennis is now.
Yeah, I know.
I just can't even relate to it. I don't even know how they do it. Yeah. It's incredible. The level of play is mind-boggling.
Joker against Alcaraz is tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, correct. Yeah. Both the men's.
That's the one I'm interested in.
The women's semis is tonight. The men's semis tomorrow. And I'm rooting for Anna. I mean, Pagula, another American, is going to play my girl, Sabalenka. Sabalenka.
You're more into the chicks than you are into the dudes.
He is more to the female side.
Yeah, well, right? I want Joker to win. I don't think he's going to. I think he's going to lose to Alcaraz. But yeah, because the women, Anna Smova and Sabalenka smoke the ball. I mean, absolutely smoking.
All right,
kicks.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, they hit it like guys. I mean, they're just strong, big, strong girls.
And you have to see it in person because I mean, you could see it now even with the women. They're hitting it so well, but you go and you see the girls hit in person, it just blows your mind.
The U.S. Open to sit courtside for one of these big matches must be awesome. Can you imagine seeing Joker and Alcaraz, you know, from 30 feet?
No. Our guy Chris Farley was at the
US Open. He was rubbing elbows with Mark Ein.
Yeah, he had his nice fancy jacket on.
Yeah.
I mean, that must have been awesome.
I'm sure he had a great time.
Yeah, so anyway.
He probably ran 15 miles in the morning.
That's our
US
Open coverage right there.
Is Venus still alive in the doubles, or did they lose?
No.
She lost.
By the way, for those that aren't watching on Monumental Sports Network, Jason is wearing his old school throwback Vernon Davis 49ers jersey.
Yeah, I thought you guys were going to join me in
the jerseys.
I forgot
to pack my jersey when I spent the night away from home yesterday, so I just couldn't pull it.
That's all right. I'm on a nylon.
I like it, though. You know what? Next year I'll be sure to do it.
Right.
Just remind me. All right, like I mentioned, we've got a lot to get to on the show today. We've got Brian Baldinger joining us coming up at 7:20. Dave Richard is going to help you set your fantasy football lineup at 8 o'clock, so you definitely don't want to miss that. And we'll bring back the speed round as well to try to get to as many listener questions as possible. We've got our crab kickoff. We'll have Commanders predictions. It's a huge NFL show on the Junks today. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.